Nearly everyone in the English-speaking world has heard stories of Bigfoot, or Sasquatch, and most have heard of the Yeti as well. But there are many ancient traditions of wild hominoids in Asia that are little known in Western culture, supported by hundreds of recorded sightings. These encounters have made their mark in Asian culture, and spurred a number of scientific expeditions. But despite the efforts of some of history's greatest scientists and explorers, there is still a shortage of physical evidence for the creature's existence, and their true nature remains a mystery. A hominoid is any tailless ape or monkey, though the term is also used to refer more generally to any bipedal creature that resembles a human. A cryptid hominoid is any hominoid whose existence has been postulated, but not proven. Many in the scientific community use the term relict hominoid, assuming the beings to be survivors of a species commonly thought to be extinct. Witnesses in Asia, however, tend to use terms specific to their region, or refer to the beings as wild men, or wild women, or simply as animals, beasts, or creatures. People see different hominoids in different parts of Asia, but descriptions converge on a few defining characteristics. The creatures are usually entirely covered in hair, though some have bare patches on their faces and hands. They are most frequently described as being black, brown, reddish, or yellowish in color. Some are as short as a meter tall, while others exceed 3 meters, or 10 feet in height. Sightings occur across the continent, but they are most commonly reported along mountain ranges, or in remote locations in densely forested areas. The hominoids are said to make a range of noises, from grunts to screeching sounds, but they're never heard to speak a human language. There are several distinct traditions of wild hominoids in the area currently occupied by Russia. The Kabardian people of the Northwest Caucasus call these beings Almasti, which translates to forest man, or wild man. The Almasti are described as being smaller than the average person. They eat plants, fruits, and small animals, and are known to steal foods from local people. The Tlyat of southern Siberia speak of the Almis, variously translated as hairy people or evil spirits. In Mongolia, people call these beings Almas, a word translated as demon or witch in other contexts. The Almas is said to be a large human-looking creature, between 1.5 to 2 meters tall, covered almost entirely in thick red, brown, black, or yellowish hair, and with a face similar to a human's, but with more ape-like features. Like the American Bigfoot, the Almas is said to have a very foul odor. According to Russian hominologist Boris Porshnev, the Almas are primarily found in the Gobi Desert and the western province of Hovd. In China, people call the hominoids they see Yeren, which translates to wild person, or Maoren, meaning hairy men. A large proportion of sightings occur in the dense Shenunjia forest of Hubei province. Yeren range in height from 2 to 2.5 meters, with footprints that are 30 to 40 centimeters in length. They are usually described as having reddish-brown hair, but are sometimes described as being gray, black, brownish-yellow, and in a few cases at least, even white. The earliest inhabitants of the Himalayas, the Lepcha, speak of encounters with an ape-like creature they call Chu Mung, which translates to glacier spirit. They consider this spirit to be the god of hunting and lord of all forest beasts. Though known by many names, the hominoids seen in the Tibetan Himalayas are most commonly known as Yeti in English, a name derived from the Tibetan words for rocky place or cliff and bear. Contrary to popular belief, Yetis are typically seen to be covered in long brown, gray, black, or reddish hair, and not in white hair, as they're frequently depicted. There are many regional variations of the creature across the Himalayas. The people of Bhutan alone describe at least 2 or 3 different types of beasts of differing size and color. In India, people know these hominoids as the Mande Burung, or forest man. The creature is said to be nearly 3 meters tall and to share many similarities with the Yeti. There are reports of hominoids in the South Pacific, too. Indonesia's Nage tribespeople on the island of Flores speak about Ebu Gogo, an upright walking ape just short of a meter or 3 feet tall. The Ebu Gogo are said to live in caves and steal food and children from neighboring peoples. Similar traditions of wild hominoids can be found on every inhabited continent but Antarctica. The indigenous Australians call these beings the Yowie. The indigenous Amazonian people of the state of Mato Grosso in Brazil call them the Mapinguari, meaning thick bushes. Despite minimal to no contact between these cultures for most of human history, the hominoids that people describe from Canada to Mongolia share a number of commonalities, like hairy bodies, foul odor, and a swift gait. The evidence for cryptid hominoids on the Asian continent dates back thousands of years. The 3,800-year-old Mesopotamian Odyssey, the Epic of Gilgamesh, features a character named Enkidu, a hairy, beast-like wild man. Enkidu first lives among the animals before slowly adjusting to city life. Russian hominoid researcher Marie Jean Kaufman identified several references to hairy hominoids in the Bible, sometimes translated as satyrs for the woodland deities from classical mythology. Two Phoenician bulls dated to the 6th to 8th centuries BCE portray the hunting and killing of a large hominoid covered in hair. A mirror from the North Caucasus region dated to the 6th or 7th century BCE depicts two hairy bipeds among the local animals, though there are no such apes in the area. In the late 4th century BCE, a Macedonian admiral under the command of Alexander the Great was traveling the Indus River when he saw a shore lined with huts and 600 beast-like people that were fully covered in hair. He claimed that the people had nails like claws and wielded primitive wooden spears. A historian from the Chinese Tang Dynasty was among the first of many commentators to claim that the forests of Hubei province were home to a group of wild men. A record from the 17th century makes passing mention of hairy men as tall as 3 meters in the caves of the mountains of Fengxian County, stating that they often came down to the villages below to hunt chickens and dogs. The Tibetan Manid Kabum, a 12th century chronicle, claims that the Buddhist deities mated and created human-monkey hybrids. Images of hair-covered hominoids appear in Buddhist scrolls, manuscripts, and murals dating back to the 18th century. Around the year 1400, a German traveler named Johann Schiltberger was captured by Turkish forces and held prisoner in Mongolia, where he learned of wild people living in the mountains there. He later wrote that they were almost completely covered in hair, with only their faces and hands exposed. They ate anything they could find and acted like wild beasts. Schiltberger claimed that a male and female were captured and gifted to the Mongol prince, although it's not clear that Schiltberger ever saw the beings, and there is no other record of their captivity. In the late 19th century, the Russian explorer Nikolai Przewalski investigated reports of a large black bipedal animal, which the Mongols called Kungaresu, or man beast. In 1872, Przewalski's Tibetan guides showed him a pelt that they said was one of the animals, but he was sure it was a bear's. The next year, however, Przewalski saw a creature from a distance in Qinghai Province, China, that his guides identified as a Kungaresu. Though Przewalski insisted that it was just a bear, he admitted that it had an unusual long body and a hump on its back. In 1921, explorers on the British Everest Reconnaissance Expedition found human-like footprints in the snow at 6,400 meters altitude, which Charles Howard Barry believed were left by a loping gray wolf. His Sherpa guides, however, believed that they were left by a human-like beast they called the Meto Kangmi. The find led to a surge of media interest in the Yeti and inspired further expeditions. In the initial push to get the story out, a British reporter mistranslated the Tibetan word meto as filthy and creatively dubbed the creature the Abominable Snowman, a name that still persists in popular culture. By the 1950s, the global effort to reach the summit of Mount Everest brought more experienced mountaineers to the Himalayas and helped unearth more evidence of the Yeti. On an expedition in 1951, English mountaineer Eric Shipton and his team found large footprints in the snow when they were nearly 100 kilometers from Kathmandu, the capital city of Nepal. Each print was roughly 30 centimeters long, and the tracks continued for over 1.5 kilometers. Shipton's photos of the prints were widely published, and they sparked another wave of interest in the Yeti. Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay found prints on Mount Everest in 1953, and there have been many more prints, scalps, and other samples found since. DNA analysis has shown many of these samples to belong to known animals like bears, or even humans. Other alleged evidence, like prints and hairs found in the wild, cannot be identified at all. In 1959, Marie-Jean Kaufman and some Russian colleagues began documenting sightings of Almastis in the Caucasus, and by the fall of the Soviet Union, they had collected over 500 eyewitness reports. One involved a former Soviet officer who related an encounter with a female Almasti near the end of the Second World War. He claimed that he and his men came upon the creature in a hemp field and saw her chewing on the ends of the plant stems. He estimated her to be 1.8 meters tall, or 5'11", and said she was wearing a tattered Kabardian kaftan, a kind of robe. She was covered in long reddish hair, similar to that of a buffalo, and had large breasts that hung to her belly. She immediately fled when she noticed the soldiers. Interest in the Yeren intensified after a famous sighting in China on the 14th of May, 1976. Just before sunrise, six managers of the Shenandoah Forest Service in Hubei Province were driving along a road through the forest when a hairy reddish hominoid crossed their headlights. They reported their encounter to the Chinese Academy of Sciences, which prompted several scientific expeditions that eventually collected more than 400 sightings from the Shenandoah Forest. They also found some footprints, hair, and feces that could not be identified by laboratory analysis. In 1982, Hu Hongjing of Wuhan University, along with two Ohio State University anthropologists, collected witness reports in the Shenandoah and found tracks, hair, and scat, as well as several dens with bamboo nests that hinted at the presence of a large mammal. Analysis of the scat showed it to be largely the same as alleged urine samples collected in previous expeditions, and indicated a diet of plants and insects. In October 1994, the Chinese government established the Committee for the Search for Strange and Rare Creatures. At the time, members of the Chinese Academy of Sciences thought that the Yeren was an unknown species of primate, but by 1999, most had declared their firm belief that such a being did not exist. Despite the limitations of the evidence collected, there is still strong interest in the search for cryptid hominoids in Asia. In 2009, city officials in Kemerovo in central Russia assembled a team of scientists to search for evidence of undiscovered hominoids. Their efforts turned up two identical hominoid footprints, made thousands of years apart. Richard Freeman, director of the Center for Fortean Zoology, continues to make regular expeditions to various regions of Asia. His teams have collected bones and bone fragments, patches of hair, and a number of first-hand accounts of the Almasti and other hominoids. Claims of cryptid hominoids in Asia have attracted limited interest among mainstream anthropologists and ethnobiologists. Academics point to the meager body of physical evidence, especially the shortage of clearly anomalous furs and hides, as an indication that the hominoids that people see are either mistaken bears and other animals, or outright fabrications. Most of the physical samples collected in Asia have been lost, or were proven to have belonged to known animals. Despite 100 years of expeditions, no one has managed to find even a single full corpse or skeleton. Still, there are a few academics who have spoken encouragingly of research on cryptid hominoids. A notable example is the English primatologist, Jane Goodall, who spoke to Native Americans who had seen and heard the Sasquatch. In 2002, she stated that she is certain that this creature exists, like other similar creatures around the world. Most cryptozoologists, or those who study cryptids specifically, take the view that the mysterious hominoids are undiscovered apes. Since the year 2000, we have identified 93 new species and subspecies of primates, four of which are apes, and scientists estimate that there are likely around 300 species of mammals left to be discovered. The incredibly rare Tapanuli orangutan, for example, was only first reported in 1939, and not formally identified until 2017. Homo luzonensis, an archaic human from the modern Philippines, was only recognized as a distinct species in 2019, based on bones not found until 2007. Other cryptozoologists argue that the creatures are descendants of hominoids thought to be extinct, like Neanderthal, Homo erectus, or Gigantopithecus. Skeptics reject this possibility, and point out that there is no fossil or skeletal evidence to support this kind of evolutionary progression to the current day. It's possible that some of the alleged hominoids that people see are actually just bears, which are known to walk on their hind legs in rare instances. It's also possible that some alleged wild men are just human beings with genetic conditions that cause excessive hair growth. Other historical encounters with Asian hominoids may in fact have been contacts with other subspecies of Homo sapiens, or people of races unfamiliar to the witnesses. One possible example is the Abkhazian legend of Zana, an alleged wild woman said to have been domesticated in the late 19th century, who lived until as late as the 1890s. Beginning in the early 1960s, zoologist Alexander Meshkitsev, and later, historian Boris Porshnev, investigated the case and spoke to a few of the then elderly people who had lived alongside Zana and seen her firsthand. The witnesses said that Zana had been captured in the wild and was eventually sold to a nobleman in the village of Kina. Her skin was black or gray, and she was covered in tousled reddish-black hair with a thick mane hanging down her back. Though ferocious and wild at first, she was eventually taught to obey the nobleman who kept her and perform simple tasks, though she never learned to speak. Zana produced several offspring by local men, four of which survived into adulthood and had children of their own. The youngest of these, a man named Quit, died in 1954. In 2013, geneticist Brian Sykes tested Quit's skull and other bones, as well as the DNA of Zana's living descendants. His analysis revealed that Zana's DNA was 100% Homo sapien, but completely anomalous to the region. Sykes believed that her ancestors must have migrated from Africa over 100,000 years ago. Still, the theory that Zana was human does not explain the accounts of her beast-like nature and appearance, though it's possible that these details were merely inventions or distortions in memory. Several researchers have argued that there is a connection between cryptid hominoids and other anomalous phenomena. Lisa Scheel and Jack Kawani Lapsaritis have explored the connections between Bigfoot, UFOs, and other anomalous phenomena. Like a lot of anomalies, the hominoids tend to play the mythological role of the trickster in that they frequently confuse, frustrate, or bewilder their witnesses. Cryptid hominoids have also been said to vanish on the spot, communicate telepathically, and cause periods of missing time, all hallmarks of UFO encounters. The folklorist Dionysius Chubala has published accounts of people being abducted by hair-covered hominoids in Mongolia, and in some cases, producing hybrid offspring. It may be significant that UFOs are associated with humanity's future in space, while cryptid hominoids are associated with our past on Earth, in that they seem to represent an earlier stage of our evolution from other apes. However, accounts containing explicitly paranormal or UFO-related elements are only a small fraction of all reported sightings of hominoids in Asia and around the world. The suggestion of a paranormal connection has proven to be contentious in cryptozoology, and many researchers reject it outright. They argue that the hominoids in question are flesh and blood creatures, and that the search for them is most likely to succeed if it is organized under a physicalist rubric, and focused on physical proofs, as in any other branch of zoology. Stories of hairy apes and wild men are by no means confined to North America, or the Himalayan mountains. They occur all around the world, but there is a particular diversity of sightings and traditions in Asia. The fact that people all across the continent and all around the world see such similar beings speaks to the reality of the phenomenon. But whether these elusive beings are flesh and blood animals, supernatural entities, or mental fabrications is still hotly debated. Help support quality videos on anomalous phenomena. Pledge a monthly donation to Think Anomalous on Patreon, or donate by PayPal or Buy Me a Coffee. Thanks to everyone who's helped so far. Think Anomalous is created by Jason Charbonneau. Research by Clark Murphy. Music by Josh Chamberlain.